Say your names.
My name is Min Jung.
My name is Kyung Hoon.
Thank you. Okay. So, ghosts. No, not ghosts. Family. Family and ghosts. Very related. Do you have big families?
No, so much.
No?
I have one mother and father and brother. It's a common family.
Right.
Same as our.
Are your brothers older?
Yeah, he's 2 years older than me.
And I have a younger brother.
Do you have any funny story about
me? No funny story, but my brother lived on another local area because he's preparing his dream for horse rider. Horse rider. So he lives in another local area for 3 years now. For 3 years, so I miss him so much. But as he grew the higher grade, he studied more, so he cannot often visit our family home. Oh. So I miss him so much. But
he left
3 years ago. So he is studying about the horse and horse rider, to being a horse rider. So, but horse rider is very dangerous job, dangerous career, I think. As I know more about the horse rider, I said my brother, please think again to being a horse rider, because it is very dangerous for your health. And if you got older, if you became a 40, you horse is very. Don't think again, please. I said always my brother, but my brother. But I want to be the best horse rider in the world, and he always says. So.
And there was an accident.
Yeah, many accidents. Yeah.
At the Olympics, maybe few months ago. Yeah, so the news. Actually, my father ride a horse. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's not his career, but yeah, his hobby. I don't know.
Yet.
No, hobby, but yeah. And so I know it's dangerous. I understand you.
It is very easy to hurt any body.
Yeah.
Body. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my youngest sister. She used to ride horses also.
Mm-hmm.
She was crazy about horses for a while.
Career?
No, just as an interest. It was in high school kind of thing. Middle school, high school.
He's trying to
be athlete.
He always cheer up my brother, my lovely brother. How about
you? Actually, we fought a lot when we were young,
physically.
But can I talk about my father? Because my father is usually a man of few words, but when he's drunk, he's totally changed.
Talking first.
Yeah, I don't know why. And every time when he drunken and came late, he wants to cook a ramyun for him, and every time. So that day, I was also cooking a ramyun, and my father called me and Kyung-hoon, I have some gift for you. And, oh really? What is this? I got some very fine and expensive pen. Yeah, pen.
Pencil?
Yeah, pen. I will give it to you. And so, really? thank you, Dad. And I came back and we cooking the ramen, and father called me again. I have something for you. I have a fine and expensive pen. Yeah, I have the word.
Only pencil?
Only pencil. He expressed it's very expensive. He repeat the sentence. So,
Again.
So, thank you, Dad. And he again repeated, hey, Dad, I already thank you, said thank you. And so, And he repeats the same when he drunk. And when he drunk, he always asked me a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. And at first, I answer to the questions, but I realized that when the day after the day, he forgot all of my answers. So I decided to don't answer to him.
Even he can't remember his question, right?
Yes.
my father
again. Yes, the day. So I don't answer when he asks me some question.
It's quite different from my father. Yes. My father is only very talkative person, but when he drunk, he's quite silent. Sometimes I'm surprised that he's changing.
Why? Why?
Do you change that way when you drink? Do you change your personality also?
In this case of us?
Yeah, you.
I'm very talkative person, and when I drunk, became more talkative person.
Me too.
Yeah, me too. It's the interesting thing. I don't know. I have one friend who changes a lot when he drinks. He becomes very grouchy and, you know, maybe pushes people and stuff. But most people I know, they just become more themselves, you know, more the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Ghosts.
Ghosts.
Yeah. And I'm not in this conversation.
Have you ever seen ghosts in your life?
Actually, I think so. When I was in middle school, my friends and I were a little late to the afternoon class because we ate lunch a little late. Anyway, we walked in the corridor of the school and there was nobody. And we walked and I suddenly feel something strange feeling. I feel something strange. So. And I turned back, there was an old lady with white hair. She was standing at the stairs.
Is it a real story?
Yes, a real story. And
white hair?
Yeah, white hair, and she was very old lady. And she was standing at the stairs and made gesture like this.
Come here.
She didn't say anything. We shouted and ran away, but suddenly we saw that we have to make sure that it was a ghost or a person. So we turned back and go back to her, but there was no one. We checked another floor and another classroom near the stairs where she was standing, but there was no one. And so it could be a person, but if she was a real person, why she disappeared? Even she couldn't run because she was old lady. And yeah, it was very weird experience, and maybe it was a ghost, but
ghost?
Maybe it's not. It was scary.
I think he's just old lady.
Yeah?
I think.
Isn't she running? Was she running?
Mm-hmm. So I healthy old lady.
No, why didn't she call me? Just to gesture.
Oh,
it's
so weird. Have
you ever?
I didn't see it, but I felt it. Because about 2 weeks ago, I had a very dangerous nightmare.
Dangerous?
I felt someone pressing me. Someone pressing me, and I realized that it is not someone and something or some. Cannot see. So I prayed for God and I was trying to say anything, but I couldn't move at all and I couldn't say anything. And I kept going trying to say anything, but I couldn't say anything. And I was trying to pray for God, but it doesn't work. So. As I try
just to feel some
pressing
pressure
me, pressing me, but when I touch my rosary, this ring, and I And that time I can't get up. I could get up, but
you can touch your
rosary before praying. But and at the time I could get up, but I'm almost out of my sense at the time. So I can't express at the time's memory.
I never had a nightmare before, so that sounds like very horrible.
Mm.
Someone. It's feeling like someone pressing
really, I felt someone pressing me. Actually, someone, I think actually something or someone pressing me in any way.
Like stretching your neck?
Just pushing the leg or shoulder, back and leg.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whole body.
Mm. I heard that if someone had a nightmare, somebody has to wake her up.
Yeah. And I have to try to get up and keep going. Then I have to keep going the trying to get up.
Mm.
Like touch my body and hit my body.
You try to.
I think I felt a ghost or I felt a.
Then you believe there is a ghost.
There is a ghost, but it is cannot see.
Invisible.
Right.
Invisible.
And you believe ghost exists
somewhere.
Yeah, I also, I'm not sure that ghosts are exist or not, but if really exist, I don't care because I believe the God will protect me.
Yeah. There must be devil or ghost that always God always with me. I'm not afraid.
Yeah, I enjoy the scary movie.
Enjoy ghost.
Yeah.
Reading ghost.
But you don't want to have a nightmare.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like the feelings of oppressing me. It is very scary experience. I don't know.
Do you have that nightmare frequently?
When I'm very tired, I frequently had a nightmare. When I'm very tired, like today.
Today
I'm so tired. Tonight maybe ghost come to me and press me.
Yeah, we can stop there. Okay, so one thing. Did you know?